We've had Alice Dyson and the Shambles here in the studio. Thanks again to Alice and Danny Abrams for stopping by. Now we turn to the festival itself, the Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival of Music and Dance. It is a huge event. A lot of y'all know about it already. Don't need any introduction or plugging or promotion, but we'll love to get the word out. May 3rd through the 6th, ShikoriHillsGrassroots.org is the website. Going to be a great, great event. And we are joined now by Sarah Cullen from Shikori Hills to talk a little bit more about it. Sarah, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So how is the couple of weeks run up to the festival, and you do it again in the fall, what is this period like for you? It's got to be like super exciting and busy.
It is. We always kind of tell people jokingly that it's like having a kid.
Yeah.
Like you work towards it. And we pretty much start the second the fall festival ends, working towards the spring. Some of these acts we have, like Steve Earle, we had confirmed like last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're just working. And now it's 15 days out and it'll be over so fast. And
yeah.
It's so sad. Like when it's over, it's so nice when it's over because you're like, oh. Like, that was so great. And
yeah.
It always is, and it's such a relief. I loved hearing Ellis say that it was like meditation, because the entire experience truly mm-hmm. is very meditative and very soul-healing. But, yeah, and then it's done, and then we start back all over again. So these last 15 days, it's like a little bit of a calm before the storm, but because
the
there's nothing else you can do.
The storm itself is nice and calming, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, and at this point, everything's just... it's going to happen, you know? So now we just wait for the rain.
That's true. So, like, what is it, and Alice and Danny were kind of talking about this a little bit, but what is it that makes Shikori unique? What makes it different?
One of the things that we always try and make a big deal about is it's not just your typical music festival. Yes, that is a huge part of it for us, obviously. But we try and make sure it's very diverse in that sense, too. We have a ton. Mm. If you go to the website, like you're plugging, which I appreciate, we have a ton of different acts all over the spectrum as far as genres go. But we also have just a huge, huge community that likes to put all of what we call happenings together. So we've got workshops. We've got, that includes dance. We call them movement workshops. But there's dance workshops, yoga workshops. There's experiences with the artists that you truly love that you would never get to experience otherwise. Like there's picking workshops mm-hmm. and jazz workshops and clogging workshops, and there's just so many things that we try and make sure that it's just a full-bodied experience for everybody and the whole family, truly. We have kids' experiences. We have kids' tents. So we just try and really make it something for everybody that is a little different than just going and sitting in a field and listening to music, which is fun. It's a huge part of it,
yeah.
But we try and make it more than that.
The camping experience is super
and camping,
fun too.
Yeah.
We were there last time for, I think it was the fall festival. I couldn't have been the spring festival because it was not that long ago, but although time flies, you never know. But we were there for, we'll say, the fall festival, and like walking through the campground is like, that is such a great experience.
Yeah. No, and it's so beautiful. It's,
yeah.
I mean, it's huge is another thing I don't think people mm-hmm. realize when they get out there. If you've never been before, it's just, I remember the first time I went, it was like, oh my gosh, like it just goes on, just rolling acres and acres and acres, out in beautiful Pittsburgh, North Carolina. And so it's just it's just a big family. I love that he said family, because it truly is that, like that. Like, you get to come twice a year
mm-hmm.
and see people. And we have people who, I mean, their grandparents brought them, and now, you know, this is going to be the 16th time that we've had the Spring Shikori Festival. So the 16th year that we've had it. And so people have been bringing their kids, and now their kids have kids, and it's truly is just a family experience. And then you're camping beside the same people every year, a lot of these people. You know, so they've been camping beside the same people for the past 15 years, so it's kind of magical.
What brought you to Shikori?
I got started, she has now moved on to the wonderful Motor Co. venue, but Sarah Waters, who has been with the festival for years and years and years, I think that you guys had her on last year, actually. She is really close with the North Carolina Museum of Art, and I just kind of got worked in with them. I love live music. I love working with festivals. I love working with artists, I like seeing Ellis and everything. Like, it's just great to be able to talk and kind of pick their brains. I'm really excited to see Steve Earle and hopefully get to kind of pick his brain, because he's just such a brilliant genius who has just such a wealth of knowledge that I can't wait to listen to. But, yeah, I just got involved with that. I just really love what Shikori Hills does for the community and the kind of community that they build as well. We're kind of split down the middle for those who don't know. So we have the music festival side of it, obviously. But then there's also the Shikori Hills Community Arts Center, which is our nonprofit. And the festival really just feeds the nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So we're able to do a lot of stuff, Roots in the Schools, which is something that we do. And so I think that overall the festival and what it stands for and just kind of the heart of it is just really good and pure and in the right place. And it's great working with those kind of people. So.
Yeah. Talking with Sarah Cullen, Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival of Music and Dance, ShikoriHillsGrassroots.org is the website. It runs Thursday through Sunday, May 3rd to the 6th, down just outside of Pittsboro. If you haven't been, you got to go. If you've already been, you already know. Well, that rhymed. That was a good tagline. I just
nice.
Came up with that. Anyway, and one of the things that, I mean, they mentioned, you're mentioning it, and it's just you get that experience as soon as you're there, that it's just such a wide variety of music on stage. Like, there's literally every genre possible is represented. You mentioned Steve Earle, had Ellis Dyson and the Shambles on already. What are some of the other highlights for this go-around?
For this go-around, one, we try and focus a lot. I love that you do like the local live because we try and focus a lot on local acts as well as global acts. But we're really excited for Chicano Batman is coming, and that's going to be incredible. Super fun. It's going to be a party, I think.
Yeah. And that's on Friday night, and they're leading right up to Steve Earle. Mm-hmm. So, like, that
it's
night
gonna be
is
a party.
The night to be there. Yeah, that's going to be great.
That's at Meadow Stage, which is our big stage, and because we do have four different, like, venue spots on the festival for anyone who's never been out. We've got the Meadow Stage Dance Tent, Carson's Grove, and the Cabaret Tent. So there's just all these different little pockets of music as you can kind of walk around and travel. But it'll be Chicano Batman, a small break, for you to go and catch a little bit of either, I would see either Rising Appalachia or Danger Muffin. Both are going to put on just such a good show.
Yeah.
And then Steve Earle at 9 on Friday.
Have you listened to all of the, like, I assume you get, like, submissions and you got to go through the whole process of selecting which awesome bands to play?
I'm lucky that I don't have to pick because I don't think that luckily that's not my role.
Nice.
That's Grant Golden, who's incredible. He's our talent, what they call a talent buyer, which sounds a lot more intense. But he luckily has to make those hard calls. That's not me, because I don't think I'd be able to pick, because we get so many people who are interested and people who have played the festival in the past who obviously, like, that's one thing I love about Shikori, and I think it really speaks for the festival, is we have a lot of people who want to return and play it every year because they just have artists who come, and I just think that it means a lot to them. It was so nice hearing Ellis and Danny talk about it, because they were mentioning the same thing that I feel like a lot of artists feel, which is just, it's a great festival to be a part of. And so I think it really speaks for us that we have a lot of people, and we have a lot of people who try to return every year. We don't let them come back every year. Obviously, we don't want to have the same festival every year. But I think it does speak a lot for it. And so we try and have a lot of different acts. But I saw them play last fall with Tan and Sober Gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And they are some wild boys who put on a really, really fun show. So I'm really excited to see them. They're playing on Saturday, but those are just a few. I mean, we have so many. Like I said, we have so many that it's going to be really incredible. And Grant's done a wonderful, wonderful job of really making it really diverse this year, I think.
ShikoriHillsGrassroots.org is the website. Go there and find out more. You got all of the social media stuff here. Hills Grassroots on Facebook. At Shikori Hills on Twitter, Shikori Hills Grassroots on Instagram, and there's a hidden ticket social media promo
that I don't know anything about yet. Yes. I was like, I'm so glad you just brought it up.
Yeah, right.
So we are doing our hidden ticket giveaways this week. So we did Wilmington on Monday. Today was actually Raleigh. And then on Friday, it will be Asheville. So if you want to make a trip, they'll be all given away through social media. So you just have to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And there's hints that happen throughout the day, and then you're able to go and find them. It's really fun. We did it last year in the fall, and people just had so much fun with it, so we decided to do it again. And we actually have some tickets for you guys, too.
Nice.
So.
Cool.
Speaking of giveaways and hideaways.
I love it. Are we giving them away? Are we giving them away now?
Yeah,
or?
We can.
All right, cool. Let's do it. hey, you're listening out there. 919-929-WCHL is the number. That's 929-WCHL. Give us a call right now here in the studio. 929-WCHL is the number. We're just going to take caller number one. 929-WCHL is the number. First caller who calls in gets free tickets to Shikori. Two tickets to Shikori Hills.
It's two single-day passes. Yeah, you get to pick whichever day you want.
All right, awesome. Two single-day passes to Shikori Hills. Give us a call in the studio, 929-WCHL. We'll be back with Sarah Cullen after this. And congratulations to Nancy Walden. She was the first caller, so she has got a pair of tickets, one-day passes, to go to Chicory Hills, the Grassroots Festival of Music and Dance. Again, May 3rd through 6th, down at Chicory, just outside of Pittsburgh, ChicoryHillsGrassroots.org. Got Sarah Cullen here in the studio. Anything else that people need to know about the festival?
Mainly just, if you haven't ever been out, I wish I could remember the rhyme that you had. It was so good. If you haven't ever been out, please just, you should really give it a chance. It's such a nice and interesting and different and diverse festival. I can't talk about enough how great it is. And the things that they do for the community and to the community is just so wonderful. And actually, your tickets are still going to be on discounted rate. It's, the festival's in 15 days, but and not until the week of the festival does the price raise. So if you wanted to purchase your tickets, I would do it as soon as possible.
There you go. Sarah Cullen, thank you so much
for
being
here.
Thank
you.